John the Baptist is confused. Why would Jesus get baptized? He asks. I need to be baptized by you, Jesus, not the other way around, he says. Jesus' answer is simple yet profound. He says, in my baptism, we will fulfill all righteousness, or we will fulfill all justice. Our Old Testament reading from Isaiah is very enlightening. Isaiah 42 is such an important scripture to Matthew in his gospel that he quotes that passage almost in its entirety later in Matthew chapter 12. There, God promises to send his servant, the anointed, the Messiah. This prophecy saturates us with the idea of who this Messiah is, the anointed, anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power, drenched with God and his own righteousness. And even more than that, that he will flood the nations with his justice. He will be altogether righteous. He'll fill the cosmos with his justice, just as he says, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare before they spring forth, he says. That sounds a lot like our text, as well as the text in Revelation when Jesus says, I will make all things new. He will make all things new when that river of life flows from his body, bringing justice to the living and the dead. His justice and righteousness will spring forth, as he says later in his ministry to the Samaritan woman, as you recall. Whoever drinks of the water I will give them, they will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life. All these scriptures, promises and prophecies and images of water in the Bible come together in the holy waters of Jesus' baptism. We often hear how Jesus does the right thing. In him there is no sin. He always pleases God. He always fulfills the law's demand in his baptism. But clearly, it's even more than that. In Christ's baptism, God gives the world a spring of righteousness, a spring of justice and eternal life. His baptism is not only an example of Jesus doing again the right thing and being wholly righteous. It shows us that Jesus executes justice. He rights every wrong, and he makes all things new. In his catechism, Luther asks, how can water do such great things? Certainly, he answers his own question. Not just water, but the Word of God in and with the water does these things, along with the faith which trusts this word of God in the water. It is a life-giving water, rich in grace and a washing of new birth in the Holy Spirit. Baptism is a wellspring of grace and life, a wellspring of cleansing and new birth. It makes us righteous. It makes us just. Through us, it brings God's justice and righteousness to the world. In Isaiah 42, God promises that the baptismal spring of his justice is not just for his faithful people, but for those who are suffering in their bodies. such as blindness. For those who are prisoners languishing unjustly in the dungeons and the darkness of their captivity. It's for those who are held captive by false gods and idols. That is, for even the unbelieving nations, tongues, and peoples, and tribes all around the world. God cares about all the illness of the world, all the emotional pain and physical hardship that's around us. He hears the cries of those who are in bondage and those who will receive God's justice, not just the world's. Even those who turn to other gods in place of the true and living God, even those people have a heart, have a place in God's heart to make all things new, even for them. He promises to bring them out of spiritual darkness and make all our cups run over with his grace and his love and goodness. And notice the way Jesus does this in Isaiah 42. He does this without bending a bruised reed or putting out a smoldering wick. He does so in the tenderness of his love and the strength of his compassion, without doing damage, without being a bull in a china shop. It's why God says, "Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will bring forth justice for my people." But when we take matters into our own hands, when we try to fight evil with evil, it should not surprise us when God does not bless. We do not bring our own righteousness and justice to the spring. We cannot do things by our own strength and power. We will shatter the reeds. We will snuff out those smoldering wicks without God's help. That's how springs work, isn't it? We don't bring our filth, our righteousness to the spring. We bring our filth. It's the source of our holy washing, a regeneration. God's anointed Son is the one who brings us righteousness and justice, this one with whom God is well pleased. We bring our filthy rags of our sin. We bring our need for cleansing. We bring those things that are about to come to pass. God brings in and rushes in the torrent of his love. And so here at the font, at our font, we have the floodgates of who Jesus is, as God's beloved and righteous Son. Beneath that water is the wellspring and vast sea of God's mercy and grace. It pours out from the person and work of Jesus Christ, that living spring of water, whom Scripture calls just and the justifier of those who trust in him. We have all that Jesus promises by the water, the word, and the Holy Spirit. In holy baptism, we are united with him in his death, like his, and we'll certainly be united in him with a resurrection, like his, as Scripture says. He's our Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. We are his new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, he makes all things new. He is the one who fulfills all righteousness and justice. He reconciles us to God, and he reconciles us to one another. This is a ministry of reconciliation, justice, and peace that we have. He is the one who will make justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.